When sex abuse lawsuits pushed the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington, Delaware, into bankruptcy, the lay employees got some bad news. They learned that their pension plan was severely underfunded and unprotected. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on a little-known loophole that has thousands of retirees at risk.
Maria Carpatella spent most of her 20-year career manning the front desk at a Catholic girls' school in Wilmington.
It was like 14 to 18-year-old girls, which can really be challenging.
Carpatella enjoyed her work, and she knew when she retired, she'd get monthly pension payments.
You trust in blind faith, the church will take care of you.
But now she's beginning to wonder. Bankruptcy filings reveal the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington has set aside less than 15% of the funds needed to meet its pension obligations. And now some of the pension funds are caught up in the bankruptcy. Officials from the diocese declined to comment for this story. But according to a letter that was posted on its website, the pension trust only has enough money to cover anticipated pension payments for the next 6 or 7 years. Maria Carpatella is worried her $400 a month may stop coming.
It may not be a lot, and it might be such a little bit, but it should be my little bit, and it may not be in a few years.
And if the diocese pension plan were to run out of funds, Carpatella and other retirees could be out of luck. That's because it's a church pension plan, and as such, it's exempt from the rules that govern private sector plans. It isn't covered by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, the government insurance plan for pensions.
My husband's is guaranteed, and it's insured, so I just presumed everybody's was.
Her husband worked for TWA, and when the airline's pension was terminated in 2001, the PBGC stepped in to make monthly payments. Compare that to what happened to the 500 employees and retirees of the publishing house of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. When the Augsburg Fortress publisher's pension was terminated for lack of funds earlier this year, managers distributed the remaining money in lump sums based on years of service.
It doesn't remotely come close to what they had expected to receive for their lifetime pension.
Richard Lockridge is a lawyer representing Augsburg pensioners in a federal lawsuit. In a statement, Augsburg CEO Beth Lewis said the lawsuit has no merit. She also said the way the plan was wound down was the most fair and equitable option. Lockridge says his clients were counting on pension payments to see them through their retirement years.
So these people understandably feel that they have been completely misled and are understandably extremely unhappy.
Even though Augsburg Fortress Publishers is affiliated with the Lutheran Church, its pension plan was separate from that of the church, and the church declined to step in when the Augsburg Pension Fund started having trouble. Still, Augsburg officials say the pension has operated as a so-called church plan for more than 30 years.
It's just truly unfair.
Karen Ferguson is director of the Pension Rights Center in Washington, D.C.
Fundamentally unfair that employees who happen to work for a publishing house or a hospital or a school that is in some way related, affiliated to a church, have none of the critical pension protections that other private sector workers have. That's just wrong.
The reason church plans are exempt is because that's the way churches wanted it. Back in the 1970s and 80s, when this was being worked out, religious organizations that offered pensions took the position they didn't need to be regulated. They had always done a good job of paying people what they were owed, and they wanted to avoid the additional cost and burden of federal oversight. Plus, there was that whole separation of church and state thing. Mike Downs is vice president of the Church Benefit Association, which represents plans that cover more than 600,000 employees and retirees.
There was a recognition that church plans had been doing this already ably and well for decades with this seminary-to-grave relationship, whereas corporate plans, there were many that were not.
Downs says plan failures like Augsburg Fortress are outliers. But since church plans aren't required to file disclosures about their financial standing, it's impossible to know how many others might be in trouble. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.